Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
We kick off hour number three. There's nothing like a little off-season FPI action.
It doesn't get any better. All right, you ready for the top ten? I'll give you a hint. Tennessee's not in it. Just saying.
Ah, bummer.
ESPN Talking. Football Power Index top ten preseason. Number one. Any guesses? No? Okay, I'll just...
Bama.
Yeah, good guess there.
Yeah.
Clemson.
No.
Ohio State.
Bama. Bama's number one. Mm. Oklahoma, two. Clemson, three. Iowa State, four. What? Good job. Shouts out to Matt Campbell. Ohio State, five. Texas A&M, six. Georgia, seven. Oklahoma State, nine. Penn State, 10. I skipped number eight because what? Mm. Mississippi State. Eight.
Hmm.
Nationally. Okay. Not in the SEC. That's nationally. Eighth. Mississippi State. Mike Leach.
That's what? So weird. Yeah.
Arg.
That was horrible.
They're projected to go 8-4.
Is that good enough for eighth in the country? I feel like 8-4, you'll be fringe top 25.
But again, yeah. I mean, you have to look at the rest of the teams are playing in the SEC.
I understand. Like, obviously, they got to play Alabama. They got to play Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they play Georgia this year or not.
Who's A&M's quarterback?
No idea.
Eight.
Oh, man. Alex, you're getting roasted in the 37 thread, man. Just roasted.
For the ARG?
No, for the wanting Tennessee to be in a pitcher's duel against Vanderbilt. This is, ooh.
Sorry. Mm.
They're mad at us asking where do we find these people.
Tell that bleeper to shut the bleep up. He wants to see good baseball but doesn't want Tennessee to blast Vandy. Where the bleep do you find these people?
Yikes, man. Yeah, you really stepped in it on that one.
Whew.
There's somebody threatening your wife.
Which I'm not married.
I said life, not wife.
It sounded like wife to me, too.
Really?
I don't know why. Yeah.
No, threatening your life.
I wasn't listening. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, my God, what's next? Does he want Bam to lose by just a field goal this fall because he doesn't want to hurt Saban's feelings?
Completely different story.
You get called a Memphis Yankee.
Yeah, Memphis Yankee.
Says you got to go.
Don't worry. I'll be gone a month.
Oh, don't be so.
Oh,
not
yeah,
come on.
On.
Don't worry, guys. A series domination could possibly push.
I don't know. When someone's threatening my life, I think it takes it to another level.
They weren't really threatening your life.
I mean.
Maybe. I must have missed that one.
Okay. No, I thought. Okay. Someone said, I want to kill them personally, talking about Vanderbilt. I thought it said, I want to kill him.
No. I was like, where did you see that threat?
That's why I didn't want to read it, because I was like, God, you want to kill him personally?
Like I said, I want us to kill them.
He didn't say us. He said, I want to kill them personally.
But he meant
read it as him.
He wants Tennessee to kill Vanderbilt
right.
In baseball.
Yes. Yes.
Not.
Right.
Yeah.
That was.
Not literally.
I've also been informed that the ARC was really bad also. A series domination could possibly push Tennessee to a number one ranking or at least a top three.
Give it to me on Sunday.
What?
Sunday's when they bring in the Sunday pitcher. So Alex will be okay with us blasting Vanderbilt on Sunday.
How about we lose? If we lose, we drop one of the first two games. It's 1-1. And then the series clincher, we just blow them out.
Now we're losing a game?
How about
you're
we lose a game?
Losing.
What on earth are you talking about?
Statement.
You'd rather lose than win.
What are you? No, I'm not saying. I'm saying hypothetically, if we were to blast them on Sunday, if the series is 1-1 going into Sunday, series clincher,
how about
rubber
blast
match.
Them all three times?
Yeah.
Okay,
let
fine.
The record show, I don't
I'd be
care.
Fine with it.
How about we make sure that neither one of those kids ever wins a Cy Young because they're so shell shocked yeah. getting hammered at Lindsey Nelson Stadium?
I mean, imagine that.
College.
You're there Friday and you're sitting back. You're yeah. maybe thinking it's going to be a good game, and it's just over the fence, over the fence, over the fence,
like
over the fence, over the fence, over the fence, just pew, 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 pew. Four straight home runs in the first inning, and it's just like, oh my God.
Like, Rocker can never pitch again.
I wouldn't wish that on him.
I'd be shocked.
He did just get shelled against Georgia.
Yeah,
does he bounce back?
Back-to-back games, and he's just never the same.
He's still
no
like,
hitter.
He's still fanned 12 batters. That's insane. Gave up three home runs, though.
Who?
Rocker.
Your love for Vanderbilt pitching is going to...
It produces incredible pitching. Like, Tim Corbin is a mastermind at bringing in guys and developing them.
Shut his mic off forever.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
Don't worry, Tony V is...
Comas is soft.
Tony V and Corbin are probably... Yeah, there's no doubt. They're two of the best developers in college baseball. Like, Tennessee... We're going to look 5 years down the line and be like, look at all these quality prospects that Tony V has brought into Tennessee and developed. Like, Max Ferguson, he's been struggling a bit this year. He's still going to end up being a top 10 draft pick.
See, this is better. Now you're doing the Tennessee good thing. That's what people want.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to do is be good on both sides. I'm not trying to be completely over the line Tennessee.
I'm
trying to be objective.
Have you seen Mississippi State's schedule?
No. We were talking baseball. I wasn't looking at that.
Well, I mean, you brought them up, and I was like,
what
you
got
over there? Okay, so first off, you can watch their maroon and white game this Saturday on ESPN or SEC Network Plus.
Nice.
Nope. Anybody want to take a guess at who their two cross division or cross conference rivals? It's Vanderbilt and Kentucky.
Ooh.
Pretty good.
So they
play Kentucky every year.
They got Louisiana Tech, NC State, Memphis, LSU, A&M, a bye week before Bama. Then,
okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Careful. Then Leach might draw something up.
Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Arkansas, Auburn, Eddie George, and Ole Miss. Eddie George is now the head coach at Tennessee State.
They got that bye week ahead of Bama, so they might.
Did he officially tab Hugh Jackson as his offensive coordinator?
I don't know.
Someone said he might get Derek Fisher for defense, but I think Derek Fisher's
you mean,
just an
you mean
Jeff Fisher. Derek Fisher. that'd be something if it was Derek Fisher. Yeah, Jeff Fisher is like an analyst or something for him right now, like helping him put the staff together. Derek Fisher, great Laker.
You think Jeff would be better than
terrible Heibel? Nick head coach?
What was that, Dave?
I was just. Going back to, like, I mean, do you think Jeff Fisher would have been better than Heupel or about the same?
I think worse. I don't want a defensive coach.
This is why you get labeled as Eeyore.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the question. I didn't bring up Jeff Fisher.
I mean, there'd be no way to know at this point. You're saying project it? Like,
no, I was just asking you a question.
What's the question, though? You're asking me to project like who I think would have been better in like 5 years? I'm going to go with Heupel. Just, I think his system is unique. Like, Jeff Fisher was the 7-9 coach over and 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 over again in the NFL. Had one good run. It was a great time. Then you came up a yard short in the Super Bowl. Callum says, since new Alex loves Vanderbilt so much, why doesn't he apply for the job when Kessling retires? He can carry on the tradition of rooting for the opposing team. Mm. I will say this.
Ha!
I will say this. Bob Kessling was on the call Sunday on SEC Network Plus. I think baseball is his best sport. I don't think. I know. Baseball is Kessling's best sport. He's so much better at baseball than he is basketball or football. And maybe it was because he knew it was... He was on TV. He wasn't just doing radio. Mm. But you know how, like, Kessling, it'll be like a dunk, and he'll say, Pons lays it in. It's like, no, he didn't. It's a dunk. Like, gets people excited.
Well, people were pretty angry. I don't can't remember what the play was. He like ball got hit to the warning track or something, and he called it. Said it was I don't know. He said it was a home run. He had to. It was a mess.
Oh, yeah. Where he thought we hit a home run, but the guy caught it.
Something like that.
Yeah. He also caught himself. I think it was Spence in one of the late inning at bats. Swung. I mean, as hard as he could, and just missed it. And he goes, and that's a big whiff. Missed swing. He was going to say a big whiff. And then he caught himself. Because I guess big whiff is like a kind of derogatory. Like, that's a big whiff. You know, it's kind of just mean.
I guess so.
He caught himself, though. That's fine. He caught himself. It was good.
I mean, if you whiff, you whiff. Yeah, I whiffed at that ground ball.
Yeah, swing and a miss. It's the home team, you know. You're the voice of the Vols. Except for radio. Mm-hmm. That's John Wilkerson. He's really good at baseball. You ever listen to John Wilkerson?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's so funny. Him and Vince X do a pretty good job.
I told you guys this before. Bob wasn't hired to be a homer.
You don't have to be a homer.
Just get excited when the home team makes a play.
I mean, he played here. You'd think you'd, you know.
Well, according to some, he's a curse.
Oh, goodness.
He wasn't the one hiring the coaches.
That's just the timeline. I'm not saying he's a curse.
A.K.A.
Oh, it was Dave Neal on Saturday. Said, that ball is hammered. And it was just a pop fly. Yeah. So, got that going for you. Davey.
Yeah.
You have been noticeably absent from today's show, as normal.
Well, it's Optimism Tuesday, so.
Right.
I've been trying to be optimistic by staying away. Therefore, it's not less optimistic.
So you don't want to add optimism. You just don't want to say as much negative stuff.
Yeah.
So you're not optimistic on Optimism Tuesday. You're just quiet.
I feel like that helps the show be more optimistic.
Right, but you're not adding optimism.
It depends on how you want to look at it. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm adding optimism by not being as negative. It's a sliding spectrum, sliding scale, however you want to look at it from that perspective.
Broad spectrum, sliding scale. Got it. Do you have a fact of the day?
I actually do have a fact of the day.
Good. Do you have a banger of the day?
Yes.
Movie review? Really, dude? Like,
well, I was
really?
Debating. I was debating whether I was going to do headlines or a movie. Some people, they like to get the switch up because the stories I bring are not your typical stories.
Do you have a preference over there, Nate? Movie review or headlines? Do you have headlines?
I have a movie to do if I don't do the headlines.
Do you have headlines, or would you be looking those up on the fly?
I have. Some.
What is it that you do back there, man?
What is it that you do here?
Push the buttons.
You know your segment's coming up.
Yeah.
At some point.
Oh, it is 9:15. Wow.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Or when you're just doing nothing at all back there.
On these days where he's pretty silent, I feel like those are the days where I try to, you know, fill the dead air, and then I say something that.
Yeah. How'd that work for you today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It didn't work out too well today.
Do you think me not talking sabotages you?
A little bit.
Yeah, it opens up the door for him to put his foot in his mouth.
You sit there, I say something that you know the 37 will hate me for, and you probably think to yourself, yep, he's going to drown today.
I honestly didn't hate the pitching battle comment.
See, I could have used that support earlier.
But you didn't get any because it's Davey Hudson.
So,
Depot next?
Are you? Yeah,
sure. Why not?
Like, pack full of interesting.
You got gambling picks or anything?
Yeah.
Banger of the day.
Okay. So he's got 3 out of 4. The one he doesn't have is the biggest part of the deal.
No, I have it. I just haven't determined if I'm going to do it yet or not.
But you don't have headlines.
Let's see how the headlines go.
Ooh, I might just want to stick with a movie.
Could we add that to the?
Just make a decision. Could
we? We could add it to the rotation. Like every day, there's the headline of the day. Banger of the day, headline of the day, gambling picks of the day, stat of the day.
Movie.
That's even more. Content he has to bring.
I'm trying to make the guy actually work.
I will figure it out.
Davey's Depot next. Have we decided?
It's that time of the day of the week. It's Davey. It's the Depot. It's the Davey Depot. Davey Hudson, are you ready?
Yeah. You can hear the enthusiasm in my voice.
Headlines, movie reviews, gambling picks, maybe.
Fact of the day. Banger of the day.
All in 9 minutes.
Go.
Nah, he can push a little more if he wants to.
So, I hope you all are having a good start to your morning. And I hope that everyone has a great rest of their day before I get into my fact of the day.
Before you ruin it. Yep.
Sounds so sincere.
That's an interesting fact. I don't like that one, though.
I thought you said you had the fact of the day.
I did, but then it, like, reloaded the page, and it's like 190 facts here, so it's like a lot of scrolling.
190? What?
This is interesting. Space smells like seared steak. I don't really... When you see footage of astronauts floating peacefully in space, do you ever wonder, what does space smells like?
What does space smells like?
It's a weird way to write
it. Can't say I've ever thought that.
According to some former astronauts, space does have a distinct odor that hangs around post-spacewalk. They've described it as hot metal or searing steak.
I've heard the metal thing. I hadn't heard steak.
My banger for today... Bangarang by Skrillex.
Did you have to look at a bumper on the computer to pick your banger of the day?
Well, I was watching Deadpool last night, and then I was thinking back to Deadpool 2 whenever Ryan Reynolds and Josh Brolin get into an argument, and Ryan Reynolds is asking Cable a question about the future, and they're talking about dubstep, and I thought it was funny. And then while that's happening, a really cool fight scene starts to unfold, and Bangarang by Skrillex is playing.
Yeah, Josh Brolin's character says something like, dubstep is for cowards. Let's say that.
Yeah, it's for cats.
All right.
Speaking of which, I don't remember which one of the 37 recommended the documentary Don't Bleep with Cats, but I watched it over the weekend. And that was really good. It's a very interesting documentary. For today, as it relates to gambling picks, last night the Canadian teams let me down. We went 3-4, so obviously not a winning night, but could have been worse. Definitely could have been better.
You're putting Nate to sleep. Let's pick it up.
But for tonight, give me the over in the range over 5.5. It might have moved to 6 by now. I'm not sure, but over 5.5. For the Rangers versus the Devils. And my movie review for today. I wanted to do this one a while back, but Nate's like, no, and Houston's like, don't do that one. And so I'm going with...
If it wasn't okay then, why would it be okay now?
This is appropriate for all ages.
All right.
It is Wreck-It Ralph. Okay. I don't know if you've seen this movie.
No.
It's a cartoon starring, or I guess voiced by, John C. Reilly, Dr. Stephen Brule, and Sarah Silverman. So we're at Litwick's Arcade, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And really all the video game characters come together and they hang out in this like electrical extension box. I don't really know what it's called. Let's see. It's a power strip, I guess, is probably the best way to phrase it. And so, but Ralph plays in this game called Fix-It Felix Jr. And Fix-It Felix Jr. was like this 1980s arcade game, at least for the movie, that was really popular. But Ralph, all he does is wreck stuff. But then it comes for Felix to come in and fix it, hence the name Fix-It Felix. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so Ralph is tired of being the villain, all right? Like, they're about to celebrate their 30th year anniversary for the game, and Ralph is just like, I'm tired of being the villain. And so the people that are in his game don't really like him that much, and he's like, you know, it's not my fault I always wreck things. It's like, because he's kind of like programmed to wreck it, you know, like, wreck it, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're making it easy for the kids to follow along. And so...
You like Wreck-It Ralph.
I thought it was a good movie.
There's a lot of parallels there. He wrecks everything. You wreck everything. Okay.
But he after a party is happening and he's not invited to the party, he kind of crashes. He kind of crashes the party. It doesn't say that, but I was like, well, he wrecks things, and I thought crash was a good verb to use in that sentence, so I thought it really flowed very well. So that's why I said he crashed the party. And so then while he's there, they're like, Ralph, just leave or whatever. And he's like, well, if I get a medal, then you guys can let me hang out and whatnot and let me move in, because he sleeps on a pile of bricks. It's like his dump where he lives. It's like the Butch Jones house that didn't come together or whatever. Because, brick by brick.
Yeah, we remember.
Yeah, you remember. So he is like, all right, I'm going to set off on this journey to get this medal. And so he goes into the power strip. And, in the power strip, that's where you can go to, different games. But if you leave your game and try to crash somebody else's game, it's what they call going turbo, which was based off of a former racing game where the main character was Turbo and he was really good, but Turbo went turbo, and so then that game got shut down for good, and then the game that he wrecked also got shut down. So once you get shut down, you're basically homeless because you're having to live in this power strip, but you can't be at the arcade anymore, kind of thing. It's really sad. So Ralph enters this one game called Heroes Duty, and it's basically like this shooter game. I guess it would be a first person shooter, and they have to kill all these cybugs, as they call them. But if you reach the top, you get a medal. And so Jane Lynch is the voice of the main character in the cybug game or whatever. I can't remember which. Heroes Duty. I just said that. But there's this one game after he manages to get a medal, but he basically wreaks havoc on that game. So he heads to crash. He steals a plane or something. I don't really remember. And when he goes into this other game called Sugar Rush, which is this racing game, but it's everything's candy. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so while he's at this racing game, Sarah Silverman's character, Vanellope Von Schweetz, is her game, but she has a glitch, okay? And so she wants to race so she can get back into the game or whatever. It's, I don't know. And so she is struggling to get back in there, so she steals Ralph's medal. And while she steals the medal, she throws it in this pot to where she's eligible, but the medal's destroyed, and so Ralph can't get his medal and get back to his people. So basically, they set off to create a cart that she can race. You know, they have their up and downs, but they start this relationship to where they're like a brother-sister kind of bonding type thing. And long story short, they end up racing, and she wins after a lot of the other story that I don't remember happens. And so she no longer has her glitch. And it turns out that King Candy, who I've not mentioned, basically was Turbo from before. And then that's the movie Wreck-It Ralph. And he gets a medal, or I don't remember him. Yeah, he gets a medal of some sort. And his people like him again. And then they make another one called Ralph Wrecks the Internet or something like that. And it was not good. And that's Wreck-It Ralph. I'll give it like half a thumbs up.
Half a thumbs up. Did you have any headlines for us today?
I saw one where this woman was arrested 3 times in a 24-hour span. I thought that was pretty interesting.
For what?
So you don't.
I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline.
How many thumbs up would you give this depot, Nate?
There was also another article where Usher is counterfeited a bunch of money. Not to the point you would try to buy stuff with it, but instead of it having Ben Franklin's face on it, it's just Usher's face.
Apparently he was using them at strip clubs or something?
Yeah. I don't think the strippers like that, seeing as they can't use that money elsewhere.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you could use it to pay back Usher, but you got to be careful with him. After the allegations and the rumors that we talked about on the show a couple years back, he might let it burn.
Mm.
So is the headline of the day segment going to be Davey reading headlines but not reading the article?
It appears so.
I feel like that's just, I mean, 2021 in a nutshell, you know? Like Twitter, every time they're like, are you sure you want to read this article before you tweet it or something like that? And I was like, nope, I get the gist. The headline tells the full picture or the full story.
You did mention that last week as you said a headline. You said, I only read the headline, but you said it's 2021. I only read the headline.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why read a whole story whenever you can summarize it in a sentence and put that at the top?
It's the purpose of a headline.
Yeah, we'll come back with more.
Yeah.
Hour three continues. Optimism Tuesday. Houston, did you hear about Taven Jackson?
No. Oh, who?
He's a four-star quarterback, mm-hmm. 2022 quarterback,
mm-hmm.
from Greenwood, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
He's trimmed his list to 9 schools.
Only 9. Good.
Tennessee not only is in it, they're getting his first official visit the weekend of June 11th. So we got that going for us.
Oh, wow.
Dual threat. They're just a great program, and I think Coach Hype, Coach Housley, coming in, they're going to do big, great things. Jackson said, I can't wait to watch them this coming year, see what they do, what plays they run, and how they develop their players. All the coaches on the staff, we have a great relationship. We're just trying to build that and see if Tennessee is the right fit for me.
There we go. I like it. Optimism Tuesday, getting a four-star quarterback, maybe.
So he set Tennessee as his first visit, and then he said, I have UCLA set, but they're kind of in a lockdown period, and I don't know when they'll be back up. Won't be the first time UCLA failed to come through, and we benefited, I guess.
You had an entire segment to prepare for this, Nate. This is what you bring us back with?
Wow.
We might have another get a new quarterback? What are you talking about? This is like Optimism Tuesday.
Give me some info on the guy.
The other schools announced in the top 9 are Arizona State, Arkansas, Auburn, Florida State, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Washington State. He identified Arizona State, Florida State, and Texas A&M as the likely destinations for his 3 remaining official visits, but has yet to set those dates.
Okay.
Apparently, he's got family out on the West Coast. That's why UCLA is in the running.
Yeah, he just probably wants to go visit him.
But, you know, on he's in Indiana.
UCLA
right
dime.
Now. Yeah.
Indiana.
So, hopefully, surely we can beat out Arizona State and Florida State, right? We're a little worried about that Texas A&M, though.
Yeah.
Kind of getting hot.
So, what's the specs?
Well, he's a 6'5"
Woo.
Houston.
Okay.
195-pounder dual threat, as I mentioned, and the Rivals scale rates as a 5.8. He's the 9th best overall player in the state of Indiana and the 7th best dual threat quarterback in the country. He's got 34 offers.
Okay. I'm in. Taven
Jackson.
Taven Jackson. Mm-hmm. You said he's a dual threat?
Dual threat.
Okay.
Watch some highlights right now. He drops back to pass. Pump fakes.
Oh, my God.
Then goes deep down the sideline. It's a bomb. It's a touchdown.
How's his release look? Release look good? Pocket awareness
that
good?
That video is kind of
How's the footwork? Footwork all right?
Takes us quick feet. Quick feet. He had that kind of that Peyton Manning choppiness, you know, so he can set and fire at any moment. Kind of nice.
Wait,
wide.
He's got happy feet in the good way?
Kind of nice wide, kind of a wider base, though.
How's the release? Quick release? Quick snap?
Yeah, snapped it off there.
Yeah?
Kind of the like, deep slant, you know,
mm-hmm.
sharp post cut there.
On the money?
Touchdown. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's got some zip on the ball?
Mm-hmm. Pretty good zip.
He's 6'5", what?
195.
Class of 2022, right?
Mm-hmm. A little skinny.
Now he's rolling right. Looking for help. Oh, throws on the run. That's a touchdown.
you guys see that Kevin James is set to play Sean Payton in a movie?
Damn it. He's, I was going to go to that next.
Takes a snap. Oh. Look at that. He's just being tackled. Still got rid of the football for a big
really?
Play. Yeah.
The Netflix movie is called Home Team.
6'5". No, you put a little muscle on him. It's Cam Newton.
Yeah, imagine him taking off and running with the football.
He's going to portray Sean Payton coaching his son's.
Why are you guys having like a segment over there, and we are trying to talk about Tennessee's quarterback prospect? Like, that's not how the show works.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can turn the mic off. You guys can go and you can text each other this information.
Text somebody.
Yeah, like what are you like? We're trying. This is serious business. This is radio business.
I wonder who they're going to get to play Greg Williams.
What are you doing? Stop. We're talking Taven Jackson. 6'5", 195,
I'm gonna think
Indiana
about that
quarterback,
one.
Rocket, laser, arm.
Savior of the program.
There you go.
In the shotgun.
That's Kevin
snap,
James. That's
back,
what Sean Payton's kid
foot.
Was for the team that he coached.
Hey, back there. Out.
10 yards, completion, first down.
Have you seen him run yet?
Oh, he's number two.
Ooh. I don't know. Kevin James used to be kind of hefty. Did he run any in Paul Blart?
This rivals.
I think Rob Ryan was helping out with the sixth grade play.
Gentlemen, Nate is giving the breakdown.
It runs a commercial after every play. Like, I get to see a play, and then I have to watch a commercial.
What? Every play?
Pretty much. I mean, I think it's just.
They don't have commercials for sixth grade games here.
So for what?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Yeah.
You can't even talk. Turn your mic
off.
He's 2022. That's right around the corner.
It's really not even televised. So I mean,
so this is what is this a sophomore? No, is junior tape you're watching?
I think so. Yeah. Okay, he'll be a senior this year.
Taven Jackson. Okay,
great hair too.
Great hair.
Mm-hmm.
What's a what? What?
It's just kind of blonde. He's kind of dyed it blonde, just letting it just kind of go all over the place.
Dyed it blonde.
Kind of frizzy. Kind of like he's got a perm.
Whoa.
That's some hair, right?
That's something.
Yeah.
What is he rated nationally at the quarterback position?
Seventh.
Seventh. Dual threat?
Yes. Let me check the composite for you as well. But, seventh on Rivals.
That'd be nice.
24/7 has him listed as a pro style.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Center Grove High School, Greenwood, Indiana. Early enrollee. Like that.
Okay.
Wait. He's a composite 3-star? But a 4 on Rivals?
4 on Rivals.
Big fan of the eye black. Looks like. Got a lot of... He's got the Bosworth thing going on in this picture.
That's the way he does it.
Pretty good offer list.
And, Nate, you know that... You know who's number 6 right now in the 2022 class rankings?
He's the 27th best quarterback overall, according to the composite.
Well, maybe they haven't evaluated him yet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been tough to do that this year.
24/7 Sports has him 18th.
Offers from A-body. Auburn.
And they only list him at 6'4".
Florida's offered him. Indiana, of course, has offered him. Michigan's offered him. Missouri's offered him. Nebraska's offered him. Oklahoma State, Ole Miss, Oregon, Rutgers, they're not getting him. They stink.
Yeah, we already got a good 4-star dual threat quarterback.
Whatever.
Number 3.
You're not getting this guy. You're not getting him. Sorry.
Number 6 class in the 22.
Sorry.
22
it's April, class April 13th.
Answer my own question that I posed to Nate. Seemingly
what's the
didn't
question?
Hear it. I was just asking, you know who number 6 is? And
we get it. You like Rutgers and Vanderbilt.
I don't like
loud
Vanderbilt.
And clear. Loud and
don't
clear.
Like
no, you're just rooting for them to win.
I go to Vanderbilt every year for my cardiologist appointment, but don't like them. Good jeez. Campus, though.
What?
Rutgers already has the 10th best quarterback in the country.
Yep.
Star.
I know.
Kevin wins that.
Yeah, if they really wanted Taven Jackson, didn't get him.
Sam Horn is
no, they
ninth.
Didn't. We got our number one guy.
They offered him.
Okay.
Oh, have you seen Greg Schiano's big board? You know that Taven Jackson wasn't up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, I'm so sure. He's been so much time.
You know,
hey, AJ Duffy's available, and he's from IMG Academy. We got that Chris Wink. Shoot. Never mind. He's 100% crystal ball to Arizona State. And, you know, we don't have Chris Wink anymore.
Did Winky end up
board.
On his feet?
I spent a lot
anywhere?
Of time in New Brunswick.
Been to New Brunswick only a couple
what
times.
What about MJ Morris? Aren't we in on him? MJ Morris, Pace Academy, Atlanta, Georgia.
Doesn't ring a bell.
No? I thought we talked about him. I thought it was him and another guy.
Can't recall. Sorry.
Yeah, Arkansas. Florida State. There's warm schools.
Seen
the
big boy.
Why can't you get in recruiting?
We're saving our...
We can't even get in the mix with Arkansas. They got Kendall Browse.
We're in the mix. We're so far beyond Arkansas. We don't want the guys that Arkansas is going after.
This guy's rated like 15 spots higher than our guy.
It's because 24/7 hasn't evaluated him yet. They don't know.
You know who gave Harrison Bailey higher marks? Rivals. At some point.
Really?
If he doesn't pan out, we're going to have to kind of eat crow on that one. 24/7 Sports are the ones that said, you know, he's not really a five-star.
Yeah, he does. I saw a good fade route he threw.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because some other people are saying he looks like a walk-on right now.
It's a new system. He's learning.
Woof.
He's got to learn the system.
Caden Martin.
Learning a new system doesn't help with arm strength.
Caden Martin ranked better than Tavon Jackson. We know that's not true.
We saw. What do you mean?
Caden Martin is good.
No, arm strength. What is that? Like I saw him though. He's got plenty of arm.
I'm just telling you what. You can get on to him because it didn't pan out. But I mean, that was the main knock from the last coaching staff was arm strength.
Yeah,
I don't think they're good at evaluating players.
I
can see how that translates, but like that's just a very common characteristic that's not hard to identify.
We're not being too optimistic today.
I am.
Yeah, we are. We have Tavon Jackson. He's under the radar.
You guys want to talk about some stupid Netflix movie?
He's going to develop.
It's going to be a kid flick. Kicking and Screaming Part 2.
Good movie.
I liked it too. It was pretty good.
Final segment. Final segment of the program.
Where was that headline in the depot? We could have used it.
I just forgot about it.
It's pretty remarkable, really.
Yeah. So, yesterday at some point, the White House press secretary made the comment that, or I guess the question was asked, how are you planning on reaching some of the communities that are maybe not anti-vax, but not sure whether they should get the COVID-19 vaccination? And she said, so to reach, quote, white conservative communities, we have run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and country music television.
That's CMT.
We are also looking at buying ad space on barns throughout the Midwest where we can paint.
I had the idea that they get Kid Rock to do virtual concerts with the MyPillow guy to help reach a wider audience.
Rodeos.
Yeah.
Bull riding.
Relabeling PBR cans. Really anything and everything to help spread awareness.
Whoa. Deadliest catch? What? Deadliest catch? We're going to be sponsoring the Bassmaster Elite Series. Like,
there you go.
This is unbelievable.
Houston's all in then.
What? College football games by George. Like, it's unbelievable. Remarkable stuff, really.
That'd probably actually be a good idea.
Mel Kiper releases 2021 NFL Mock Draft 4.0. I have the top 10 picks, if you guys are willing to listen.
Sure.
I don't know. Start. We'll see where it goes.
All right. Number one, Trevor Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Zach Wilson.
Two. Wow, okay.
Clarification, these are to the Jaguars and Jets, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, San Francisco 49ers select Mac Jones.
Why don't we put it at Cracker Barrel?
Just every fast food chain, really.
Number four, Miami Dolphins. He has a projected trade between the Dolphins and Falcons, so where the Dolphins would move up to number four from six, Falcons would move back from four to six, and the Dolphins would select Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
Number five, the Cincinnati Bengals select Penei Sewell, offensive tackle.
I tried I heard they tried to put it on 4chan, but they didn't get great results there.
On what?
4chan.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
The dark web.
Oh.
Number six, the Atlanta Falcons select Trey Lance.
Facebook Marketplace.
Number seven.
Trey Lance of the Falcons. Okay.
Number seven, the Detroit Lions select Jamar Chase.
Okay. Jared Goff to Jamar Chase. You like that?
Not really.
Okay. It's a good pick.
Number eight, the Carolina Panthers select Devontae Smith.
They also want to make Waffle House as a vaccine site.
Mm.
Number nine, the Denver Broncos select linebacker Micah Parsons.
I mean, that's just the South. They want Denny's in the North.
I mean, it goes with the jokes about efficiency, but, I mean, if they just made it Chick-fil-A, they would really win.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And number 10, he has a projected trade between the Cowboys and Patriots where the Patriots would move up from 15 to 10, Cowboys move back from 10 to 15, and the Patriots would select Justin Fields.
And at Cracker Barrel, they don't even make you have to beat the peg game to get it. Which they've actually taken those away during the COVID
no
times.
No peg games?
No.
That was probably one of the dirtiest.
Oh, flea markets.
Those are the top 10 picks of the Mel Kiper's 2021 NFL Mock Draft 4.0. Mm.
River tubing stations? Just get them all on the bus?
Flea markets.
What, you don't like flea markets? What's wrong with flea markets?
Oh, you mean like whitewater rafting, like when they're on the bus.
I'm trying to think of what, you know, quote-unquote, rednecks do.
Instead of just getting smothered and covered, you can also get vaccinated.
Bass Pro Shops. Boom. Done.
There you go.
Let's see. Knife stores. Really, like anything in Pigeon Forge would work. Go-kart tracks.
Yeah, if they just made the if they just made the vaccine card, like
mini putt-putt,
like,
mini golf.
Gets you into all those things, it's over.
Oh, yeah, we need to set up
the fan run.
The inaugural putt-putt tournament. Yep.
We're going to play at the classic orange putt-putt golf and games?
We can mix it up.
That's where Billy showed us that video from the 70s where they would wear like a sweater and a tie and everything. And
oh, really?
Basically make hole-in-ones on every hole. It's pretty wild.
I had a nice hole-in-one last weekend at mini golf. First hole, poo, slid it under. Oh, it was the most beautiful shot in the world. I won.
It was like J.R. Sullivan defeated, you know, Peter Johnson.
19-20.
Yeah, seriously. I remember as a kid going to my grandparents' house. I don't know why. I was in North Carolina. And we'd go to the putt-putt. And they would have the scores from, like, the weekly, like, when the, like, I don't know if they were pros. I mean, like, I don't know if they were playing for money or not, I guess I'm trying to say. But they'd have the weekly scores of when they were having, like, the league putt-putting.
Mm-hmm.
We'd just be there, obviously, playing for fun. I mean, I was a little kid, but I can remember seeing it. And because I remember asking my grandpa, I was like, what? These are all par twos? And he's like, because if you go play on some other different types of course, sometimes they have some par threes, like you're at the beach or whatever, which you have some crazy stuff going on. And he's like, yeah, putt-putt, it's all par twos. And like, and you look at some of the scores, and you're like, seriously, this guy's gone like four rounds, you know, all in the 20s. like 24 every round. Like, what in the world? Like making hole-in-ones on like half the holes or more.
Well, it's like watching the guys play cornhole on ESPN. Oh, yeah. It's just like...
And apparently, I don't know if this is true. This is what I've heard. But apparently on the orange putt-putt courses, there is a – you are never supposed to make a hole-in-one without a bank. Like, like there is a way to bank the shot to make a hole-in-one on every single one of those holes. So that's the whole name of the game.
It's without a bank. Or, no, you have to bank.
Yeah.
They should also replace the Surgeon General's warning on Kansas Skull with get vaccinated.
County Fair, says David Cullip. Fair's a good one. Fair.
The fair?
Carnivals.
Yeah. They were having circus. One at the mall. Got to check. You know,
yeah, drove by today.
Is it still going? Are they packing it up?
It was there Saturday.
All right. God, something wearing me out to go to that thing. Like, no, but
take him.
We got other stuff to do.
He needs a corn dog and a ride on those swings. He probably wouldn't want to go with you. Wouldn't want to be seen in public with a... Buckner 2.0. She's airmail, bad throw, low throw, Buckner.
No need to kick a man while he's down.
Seriously.
I'm coaching. He's better than that. He knows he's better than that.
I'm afraid I'm going to have my worst game of the season with Cress in attendance next week.
Oh, no. You're already getting nervous?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
in my cleats. If you disappoint me.
And I'll get no support. Absolutely none.
No, I'm not going to be negative. I want you guys to win.
You going to give us some good encouragement out there?
Of course. I'll just be – well, we'll see what the dugout is. See which side I need to be on.
Check the standings. Give everybody a playoff update. See what seed we are.
Definitely, yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, big day tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Stay tuned.